How do you structure your day when you're balancing a full-time job? This is a question so many of our listeners are going to relate to. We've got so many people out there who are working 9-to-5 jobs or otherwise some kind of full-time job. Your schedule could be different. Just a few days ago, we talked about how to use side hustle experience to negotiate a raise. Now let's talk about how to structure your day. You want to structure your day for maximum productivity without burning out. So I think that's always important to include that caveat. We're not just trying to hustle hard all the time. We're trying to hustle smart, intelligently, in a way that is optimal and efficient and good for you. So if you're looking for the balance between your full-time job and your hustle, we're going to help you explore some practical strategies to manage your time and energy effectively. Let's talk about it. The struggle is real, but there are solutions. I'm going to give you a couple of practical tips, hopefully make your day a little bit better, all in this quick action-packed episode. The question from our listener, Naomi, coming right up.
Hi, this is Naomi from Chicago. I'm working a 9-to-5 job and also trying to grow my side hustle, but it's been tough to manage my time effectively. I want to make sure I'm productive in both areas without burning out. I mean, what's the best way to structure my day when balancing these two big priorities? Any tips on time management, scheduling, or setting priorities would be really helpful. I know I'm not the only one trying to figure this out, right?
Naomi, as I said, so many folks out there in a very similar position. Life is hard. We got lots of stuff we have to keep up with. And I don't want to tell you or anybody else, hey, just suck it up, work harder. Being strategic on the front end for these things can help you so much. And also, you don't always have to side hustle. Let's just say that also from the beginning. Sometimes you need to focus on other stuff, and that is okay as well. Now, for everybody who's like, okay, well, I do need to kind of do both. So no problem. It is challenging, but absolutely doable with the right approach. So a few things that have been helpful for me and lots of other people out there, starting with a productive morning routine, figuring out what the best morning routine is for you. And of course, I understand people have kids and other considerations, but wherever you can kind of set an intention and spend a few minutes planning your day, do this the night before if the morning is too hectic. Identify the top 3 tasks you need to accomplish for both your job and your side hustle, maybe even just 2. That helps prioritize what's most important. Another thing I try to do a lot is time blocking. So time blocking is like I'm allocating specific periods for different tasks. So for your work hours, of course, you're going to have to dedicate the main part of your day to that 9-to-5 job or whatever structure the job falls in. Use your calendar to block off work hours so you can fully focus on those responsibilities. But then also you want to make a side hustle block, at least one. Designate a specific time block each day for your hustle. Could be early in the morning, could be during a lunch break, could be after your full-time job. 20 to 30 minutes of focused work can go a long way as long as you know what you're going to do before you sit down to do it. Because we spend a lot of time, oh, should I do this or do that? Well, that's why you identify in advance what you're going to do. Let's see what else is important. Well, as you're choosing these very few tasks, like 2 to 3 a day, and as you're blocking your time, you want to make sure you're focusing on high impact tasks. Not all tasks are created equal. So focus on what's going to have the biggest impact for both your job and your hustle, you know, not just for your side hustle, but for everything, right? What actually moves the needle if you're trying to increase your sales? What increases your sales? Like what does that? And do those things. If you're trying to write copy for your new website, if you're trying to introduce a new product or service, or for your job, if you have a presentation, figure out what those high impact activities are and avoid multitasking so that you're just focused on those things. There's lots of different tools, you know, that can be helpful, calendars, task management, et cetera. I use a tool called OmniFocus. I use another one called Rome Research. I use those every day. And I talk about them from time to time, but I think, you know, the tools have to support your overall structure and workflow as opposed to just defining that for you. So I think the choice of tools is not nearly as important as figuring out, okay, what are my priorities and how can I work according to that? So Naomi, as I said, I know it's not easy, but I am cheering you on. And a lot of people have done it in different ways. Listeners, if you have been successful or if you figured something out, let us know. We'd love to share it with our community, sidehustleschool.com. I also write a 3 times a week newsletter, yearofmentalhealth.com. Love to connect with you wherever you are. And of course, a new episode comes out every day, always completely free, wherever you like to listen or follow. My name is Chris Killipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.